Wilmer Daniels may leave prison this week a free man. He spent 39 years in prison. Daniels, who turns 57 Wednesday, was given a life sentence in 1980 when he was convicted of raping a 15-year-old white girl in Wilmington. The state has filed a motion to dismiss the charges, saying there was faulty testimony and a mistaken witness identification, but won't say he's innocent. Daniels' attorney, Emeka Igwe, says his client, an African-American, completely denies the charges. Igwe argues the case is rife with racial bias. He says the prosecutor and judge were white, and the jury which convicted him was all white.
Race played a very big factor in this case. It's not something we'd like to talk about, but the reality is the reality and the truth is the truth.
The Delaware Attorney General's office says there's not sufficient evidence he was wrongly convicted. But it notes Daniels has served much more time than he would serve if he was sentenced today. Igwe says he'll ask the state lawmakers to pass a law to compensate people wrongly convicted. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.